The sugya of Erev Pesach Shacholios v'Shabbos comes up two separate sugyas in Shas. One is what happened to the Beis HaMikdash? How did they get the knife to the Beis HaMikdash in Shabbos? And that's a sugya that, if you have a chance, we will discuss Erev Pesach. But the Halacha L'maisa sugya comes up in the Mishnah that Mem Tes Amud Aleph. Mishnah says, Arvo Osa Shacholios v'Shabbos. That when, as we have this year, that the Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, so then Reb Meir says you have to get rid of the chametz on Erev Pesach, on Erev Shabbos. Mevarenes hakol milufnei Shabbos divrei Reb Meir. Rashi says it doesn't mean to get rid of everything. You have to still have some food left over for Shabbos. So everything except for the food you can have on Shabbos, we do beer on Erev Shabbos. And our practice is that we do the Bedikas Chometz on Thursday night, which is one night early, but we do with the Bracha because that's the only time we can do it. That's when Chazal established. And then Friday morning, even though we could really get rid of the Chometz anytime on Friday, but in order not to create any confusion for upcoming years, we keep the system the way that we normally do it on a, and have it done in the morning. That's Reb Meir's shita that everything gets burned Erev Shabbos and Friday morning. Chachamim Oymrim, however, the majority of Chazal say Bismanoi, that the time for getting rid of Chametz is on Shabbos morning, on the 14th of Nisan, and that should be respected. So Chachamim did not require that any Chametz gets burned Erev Shabbos. He can keep all the Chametz he want till Shabbos morning. There are those who say the Ramban says, the Baal Mor, I think, says that there, this is really a reflection of a different machlokes, and that is whether the best way to get rid of chametz is by creating a fire and burning it, or whether we get rid of chametz by putting it into the ocean or into the lake or even to the toilet. So the Baal Mor, I think, explains that the Rav Meir held that the only way to get rid of chametz was to burn the chametz. That has to be done every Shabbos. So in Shabbos, you have chametz that's left over. What do you do with leftover chametz? So that happens on Shabbos itself, that Rav Meir does not address. Now the Achronim assume that Rav Meir would say, so you give it to a goy. So have different ways of getting rid of it. You'd be mevatel it. Chachamim say there's so many ways to get rid of chametz. You can get rid of the chametz on Shabbos. So why would there be any reason to get rid of the chametz early? That's how some Rishonim learn this machlokes. So Belozer Rab Tzadik Aymer Truma Milifnei Shabbos Mechulin Bizmanan. Unfortunately, not relevant to us. But if we had Truma and we had Truma, we had Kodshim, so those are items which there are very few people can eat them. So therefore, there was a much greater chance of Truma and of Kodshim that people would not be able to eat them entirely on Shabbos. And therefore, the Rebbe Lozer, Rebbe Tzadik said, those things you should take care of Erev Shabbos and Friday. But chulin, and Rashi says, chulin, what happens if you can't eat all the food that you have to eat? So you could give it to the animals, so you can give it to non-Jews. And so therefore, that was the sort of straddle the positions. Reb Meir says, everything that you don't think that you're going to be able to eat through, take care of Friday. And Chachamim say, let's do it at the right time, the time for Hashbas is Chometz, the time to get rid of it. The Gemara says that it was a Braisa, thank you very much. Gemara says it was a Braisa, it was still on the top page, Mem Tesem and Aleph, near the top. So thank you very much. So the Gemara says, Tanya, Reb Elozer, Reb Tzadik, Oymer. Reb Elozer, Reb Tzadik says, Pam, Achas, Shabbos, Abba Shavas Abba Yavne. I accompanied my father when he went to Yavne. Yavne was where Kirby Yavne is right now, but Yavne was one of the places that the that after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash was one of the places that the Beis Din that normally stood in Yerushalayim, that was one of the places where they reconvened. Yavne, I think, was the first place that they reconvened. So he was with his father, on Shabbos, and it was a Shabbos of Erev Pesach. Tam achas Shabbos amal biyavne v'chol arba osar liyos b'Shabbos, and that particular stay that we had turned out to be an Erev Pesach Shabbos. Ubo zoinin memuno shel Rav Gamliel. And Rav Gamliel was the head of the Beis Din, and he sends his agent, his name was called Zonin, and the Zonin came, v'omer higiyo eis l'va'eres ha'chomets. It's time to get rid of the chomets. V'olach the acher abba, so I went with my father, would be iron with the chomets, we got rid of the chomets. So this is a story. The Gemara says whenever we have a story, so the story always takes great significance in how we paskin. It's called the Maaser Rav. So here we have a story that supports the position of the Chachamim to burn the Chametz on, or to get rid of the Chametz on Shabbos. Now it's not conclusive because it's conceivable that they were getting rid of the chametz that they didn't eat. So I can't say it's a conclusive proof. But at first blush, if the story was not of any significance, if it wasn't telling us anything, so then it wouldn't be reported. Now, what's very interesting about Erev Pesach Chosh V'Shabbos is that it comes, this particular issue is treated in three different places in the Masechta. If you look at the second side, so this is a Tesefta. Tesefta is a collection, is Reb Chiya's collection of the texts from the same time as the Mishnah. The Mishnah is Reb Yehuda Nosi's collection, and Tesefta is Reb Chiya's collection. And the Tesefta is very much a reference sefer, whereas the Yehuda Nasi sefer became the code for Klal Yisrael, just like the Shulchan Aruch became the code, and the Eliyahu Rabba and the Levush became a reference for him. So here, if you have Tesefta Mishnah Tes, so the Mishnah records Arba Osa Shachol Liyos B'Shabbos. Mevarin is a komal if ne Shabbos. Get rid of all the chomets before Shabbos comes in. The olfa lo matzah me Erev Shabbos. And we bake the matzahs on Erev Shabbos. What's it a reference to? Baking the matzahs Erev Shabbos? Because in the time of the Mishnah, they had everybody bake their own matzahs. They didn't just, well, they kasher their ravens. We kasher our ravens to cook meat and chicken, but they kasher their ravens to make matzahs. And the people made their own matzahs. I'm not sure when it became an item that was done only in the bakery. Now, when would they bake their matzahs? Well, they had to turn over the entire kitchen. So the matzahs were baked very, very close to Yom Tov. And there was even to this day, there are Jews who bake their matzahs Erev Pesach in the afternoon at the same time as the matzahs were prepared for the Korban Pesach. So here, the Tesefta is saying is that you can't do that. You can't bake your matzahs on Shabbos. So they would bake their matzahs Mitzori Shabbos. Make Abdullah, start setting up the Seder, bake matzahs. So the Tesefta says, no. Shouldn't do that. Make the matzahs Erev Pesach, Erev Shabbos. The point that the Sefta is making is that the Achronim point out, they have the underlined at the bottom, that the Shulchan Aruch paskins, that the only time the Shulchan Aruch is really in a rush is Leil Seder. Shulchan Aruch says one should try to start as close to Zaman as possible. The Shulchan Aruch does say that in a Friday night also we should try to get to the meal, not to delay, but Pesach night, you have many, many different concerns. Most of the kids will fall asleep. So we have a mitzvah, you have to teach the children. And Chazal assumed that children were the most vulnerable to falling asleep. You could lose the mitzvah if you start delaying. And that's why, according to many choytunas amatzas, the afikomen was a gimmick to keep the kids awake so that we can be mekayim the mitzvah. So here, Chazal is saying that bake the matzahs erev Shabbos because you don't have time to bake the matzah. This is another way of Chazal reminding us that we have to move expeditiously to get to the mitzvah of Viganja Levincha. Then the Tosefta says, Truma Tehairu Temeya, any kind of truma, whether it be eaten by the Kohen or whether it can be eaten by nobody, because it was Truma Temeya. Mevar, and I say, Milifnei HaShabbos, take care of it before Shabbos. This is where Meir Shittim, to get rid, to take care of any chametz that you can, Erev Shabbos. Chachamim Ayrim, Bizmanon, do it at the time when you're supposed to do the mitzvah of Bir Chametz. Truma Tehaira Utemeya Mevarin B'Shabbos. And he says, to everything on Shabbos, even the things you knew before Shabbos, you weren't going to eat. So Chazal hold, the Chachamim hold, the mitzvah of Bir Chametz is not Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, it's Erev Pesach. So why shouldn't we do it Erev Pesach? Amar Belazer Rab Tzadik, Truma Milifnei HaShabbos, She'echleu Mu'otin. Milchulin B'Shabbos, She'echlein Merubin. So Rabbi Elazar Berab Tzadik advocated that the things that are going to be hard to consume over the course of Shabbos, so those things, the truma, kodshim, the very few people can partake of them, so you're not going to get through them on Shabbos. The things that you have a lot of people, do that on Shabbos. And then the story that we had in the Bible, in the Gemara, is a take of the story that the Tosefta says, Amar Lo Rav Tzadik, Pamacha Sayinu Yeshim Lefeirim Gamliel, Bibes HaMedrash Belod. They said, it wasn't Yavne, it was Lod. That's in one of the other stations where the Beis and Agonel met, and Gamliel was there. And once again, Ba Zonina Mamuna, he had his person that he sent out to take care of things, a secretary, his name was Zonin, and he said, Higia Z'eis Lamar Chometz, and I went with my father to Rav Gamliel's home, and we took care of the Chometz. And then it comes up a third time, and that's in the beginning of the Masechta Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph 13a. There, the Gemara is discussing the question of how to get rid of Chometz in a regular year. So the Gemara says this would be a good proof, a proof text to figure that out. So the Gemara says that Rav would instituted that we should, and that is our practice, that we stop eating chametz 2 hours before the Torah says we have to. The Torah says that you have to stop eating chametz at chatzos. Torah says you burn the chametz either on one side of chatzos or machlokas, but at chatzos. And at chatzos, the Torah says game over, can't eat it, can't drink it, can't sell it, can't even bottle it. Once it's chatzos, Erev Pesach, Bnei Raisa, it's already out of bounds for us. However, we add on 2 hours. That's a machlokas, whether you add on 1 hour or 2 hours. Rabbi Yehuda said add on only 1 hour because Rebbe was in favor of 2 hours because he thought people could err on a cloudy day. How far does, how big a bandwidth do we have to give to protect people from making a mistake and making a mistake with the on a cloudy day? So Rab was of the opinion 2 hours, which is our practice. So the Gemara says, Ki hai tana de tanya, arba osir shecholiyas b'shabbos. So this is a brisa. In other words, this is almost like a history lesson of the Mishnah, because you have the same idea, how it was recorded, and you have several different texts of that period of time. And Rabbi Chiya chose one text to put in his collection. Rabbi Yehuda chose one text to put in his collection. It wasn't a significant difference. Rabbi Chiya's collection included a story, and Rabbi Yehuda's collection did not include the story. He apparently went for greater brevity. But you see, clearly it was part of the conversation when they taught the Mishnah, because that which was recorded, they Tosefta, became the oral conversation that happened in the Gemara afterward. The Tosefta added in one very important detail, and that is we encourage people to take care of their matzah Erev Shabbos. That may not be a halacha, it was part of a larger concern get the Seder going, so to speak. So the Tesef is written by children. Let's get the Seder going. So now we have a Brisa which didn't make it into any collection, but the Gemara records it because it carries out. It has more information. The Tanya Bo Osa Shachol Yis B'Shabbos. It was the 14th, and it's Shabbos. Mevarmenis Akol Milifnei Hashabbos. Take care of all the chametz. Erev Shabbos of Esorfin. This is the proof that this is a support that those who hold you have to take care of all the chametz Erev Shabbos, that is because they hold that you have to burn the chametz. And trumos tameyos, things that nobody can eat. The kohenim can't eat because it's tamei, and non-kohen can't eat because it's truma. Milifnei tuluyos, things that you're not sure if they're tamei or they're tor. Mishayrin minataharis. However, what we do say is leave over something. Mozon shtei sudois kidei lechol an arba shois. This is the detail that the Brisa adds in. Now, this detail is important for numerous reasons. First of all, because of this, Rashi said when the Mishnah was first presented that everybody, no matter what you hold, but when to burn the chametz, burn it on Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, everybody says, leave over chametz for Shabbos. Now this one line, Mishayir and Mazon Shtei Sud, this leave over two meals, Kedelecha Ad Arvashois, this is the hack, so to speak. This is what people will be discussing between now and Pesach. People will be discussing that we sell the chametz early, we all sell the chametz at the same time. Tanis Bechairais, we're going to figure out, we'll do it on Thursday. It's an interesting machlaikas, why if you make a seed on Thursday, you don't have to make it up on Friday. That's a discussion, but that's pretty well agreed upon. Tanis Bechairais will be on Thursday. We'll do the Bidigas Chameitz Thursday night. So the one thing which people are going to get all excited about is getting up Shabbos morning. The cynics say that even Jews who don't have Sholoshudas, most Shabbos is an Erev face of Shalosh Shabbos. They do all the acrobatics to get up early in the morning in order to give us a period of time we can have Mozon Shtei Sudeis we can have now. But this was that? Because we're only going into Shabbos with a... What's that? A minig is Friday? I think we do it on Thursday. And they do it Thursday because Chazal, so you shouldn't come into Shabbos hungry, shouldn't come in a bad mood. Oh no! So we'll get to that. There was a time when people apparently fasted, so apparently the halacha was established when people did fast, and then we stopped fasting. We disumed. The only time is the Sarah B'Tayves. Is that the only one? And the question is the other way around. But for example, when Tisha B'Av turns out on a Sunday, so we bump it up till Thursday. Why not bump it up to Friday? Shavuos B'Tamuz. So why to Thursday? Because we don't want to go into Shabbos in a bad mood. So the question then is, so why Aser B'Teves? So there, the Briskers point out, I think Reb Chaim already pointed out, that the Pasuk, the pasuk says that the Yerushalayim will be put into siege, and we will suffer be'etzem hayom hazeh on this. Now the comment runs deeper, because when the Navi records the fast of Tisha B'Av, it says b'chodesh, right, b'chodesh chamishi. And when it records the fast of Tammuz, B'chodesh Rivi, Shem Chaim said that you see that when the fast days were originally established, they were established for a month. They were assigned to that month. So if I can't do the exact day, so Chazal said we can slip to another day. But Asar B'Teves was not assigned to a month. It was assigned to B'yetzer Yom Hazeh. So that's the... Now, but coming back to this Brisa, so the Brisa says, "Umishayirin min hatayrais," something that we can all eat. If it's truma, Tumatara Kohen can eat. If it is chulin, we can all eat it. We'll come back to this line because this is the line that affects us mostly. And that is all Rabbi Yazir ben Yehuda Ish Bar Tusa. Sha'omar Mishum Rabbi Yeshua. Right, so what's this position is that in this kind of a year we try to take all our food we do bir chametz on erev Shabbos. That's not what the Chachamim said. Chachamim said take care of all your food on Shabbos. This is more like Rabbi Meir. All the food is erev. Take care of everything erev Shabbos. Omru loy. So then those who argued, the people that we call the Chachamim, they said, Tehoyrois la yisrafu, shema yimtsu lehen ochlen. So they pushed back on the Truma Tehoyra. Until now, we've been saying that the Truma Tehoyra is the first thing to go. Who's going to eat it? They pushed back and they said, Truma, why are you getting rid of Truma? Truma has sanctity to it. Wait with it. Maybe you'll find somebody who can be able to eat it. So the Rabbi Lazar answered, "Kvar muftach len Yisrael." He says, "Shem omelin kvar bikshu v'loy matzu." So he says, "Enachanami." That's what we did, and that's why the Brisa gives us more information. He says, "If you have kodshim, so you look around for koyanim, and you try to get koyanim." And you try to give the food out to Kohanim. But once you've given all the food to the Kohanim, so then whatever you haven't been able to give out to Kohanim, that you have to get rid of Erev Shabbos, because you're not going to find people. What are the statistically, if you have the chulin, so you know, somebody might come by, might drop in. What are the chances of a Kohen who's already been gotten all these different, he got all the different people's shumas, because Erev Pesach, what are the chances he's going to need food on this Shabbos? So he said, we did that already. Then the Gemara says, Omulem, they said to them, Omulishem Chutzla Choyma Lonu. He says, maybe the kind we didn't know about, maybe they're kind of, we didn't make it in time. They're in the hotels outside, and tomorrow morning they're going to come in for davening. So maybe we should hold on to it. So he says, Lidivrechem, if we are going to follow your logic and be concerned that maybe there's a Kohen who's sleeping in a hotel who's going to come in on Shabbos and he doesn't have what to eat, and we'll defeat him, so if we have any suffering at all about whether it's truma or not truma, we shouldn't be bringing it Shema Yovi Eliyovi Yitarmim, because maybe Eliyahu will come. So according to your logic, that we should be concerned about unusual circumstances after we did the research. We looked for Kohanim. So to say that maybe we missed a Kohen who's in a hotel nearby, he didn't tell us, that's almost as likely as, it's more likely, maybe Eliyahu's going to come. So we shouldn't bring anything about which we are not sure. Whether it's Torah Tomei, Eliyahu will come and tell us what to do. So the Gemara says, no. Kvar muftach lehen li yisrosh ein Eliyahu ba. The Gemara says that we have an understanding that Eliyahu HaNavi is not going to come on an Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov. Why? Because if Eliyahu shows up Erev Shabbos, we are going to be so busy celebrating Eliyahu's arrival, no one's going to cook for Shabbos and Yom Tov. So I don't think it means that a Kadosh Baruch Hu will postpone Eliyahu till after the weekend. It means he probably brings him early. Right? But in other words, that's how important Oneg Shabbos is. That a Kadosh Baruch Hu is, the Kesach Geul is supposed to be on a Friday. And how we understand it, either it means that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to push it off in order that we should have Oneg Shabbos, that we should be able to cook for Shabbos, or he's going to end up bringing Eliyahu early. But either way, Kadosh Baruch Hu does not want to disrupt our Vei Shabbosis, because that's how important it is to prepare for Shabbos and to have an Oneg and Kovid Shabbos. Michael?
imagine that that would have been more, hyperbole of saying, the mills of the Mashkikha.
Yeah.
That,
yeah.
And yet the Gemara's response seems to be,
right. What I would suggest is that even if it was meant in a dramatic way, but you can't respond to it as if it was said in a dramatic way. In other words, once you say certain, once you put certain things out there, so now you gotta. So you're gonna say, nah. What are the chances? You can't say they all can come. If you're talking, he can come. So you might be right. You might be right that it was meant and it was in a dramatic way, but it goes to show that sometimes you just you have to respond and that's the way it is. And then we have to be ma'aminim that Elio can come. However, Elio will come with Hashem. He will come. And over here they said, but we make a cheshbon. He's not, Elio does not, he won't come on Shabbos. Mostly won't because people would not prepare for Shabbos. I often think that that is the idea behind the Lechododi. But all of a sudden we start saying Lechododi, we speak about Yerushalayim and the Mashiach coming, like Mikdash Melech Imalucha, Kumi Tzimitecha. Ram Loch Shabbos Be'emek HaBocha, right? We start then His Ari, it's all about Mashiach. Kumi Yari is Naima for Kumi, L'Shiloshi. So I think the way I understand it is that one of the downers, the only downer of Shabbos coming in, is that Eliyahu HaNavi is not going to come. That he didn't come on Friday and he won't come on Shabbos. That's why the Zemiris Matzoi Shabbos are all the same from Rav Shechter, that the Zemiris and Matzoi Shabbos are Eliyahu HaNavi, Eliyahu Tishbi, because he can come again. So the one downer of Shabbos is that Elio can't come. So that's why very often in many communities, the beginning of, that's not universal, but in many communities, the first part of Lechododi is sung in a slower, more pensive fashion, because it's, we're being mechazek ourselves. Mikdash melechim v'lucham, it's not going to happen now to Shabbos, but kum yitzimitach hafecher, and it's not going to happen. And then, the last four are said in more upbeat ways because we are already mitchazek, we're mischazek, we have Shabbos, so we're not going to have Elio, but we have Shabbos this Shabbos, and Elio will come after Shabbos. So that is one of the side discussions over here. Mohanan Wasserman says that he asked the question, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, we have a Mesorah that Mashiach is not going to come on an Erev Shabbos. Why? Mashiach comes Erev Shabbos, so who's going to prepare for Shabbos? So Rochanan said that, what are you worried about? We don't prepare for Shabbos, we're not going to have one of the Cholot. So we're not going to have Erev Shabbos. We're not going to have Mashiach. So we don't need, so one of the Cholot that week, who's going to be upset that Erev Cholot? Yochanan says the halacha is that if a person, Ramah writes, if a person is very, very upset about something, and by expressing their upsetness and crying, they would get relief. So even though you can't cry in Shabbos, this would give the person relief. So then it's mutter. So he said, you see that the halacha makes willing to make a calculation that sometimes you have to do something which may look like it's a little bit upsetting, but it's going to be very exciting. They don't really have an answer. This is a Mizrachian. But the answer is that the later Svarim gives probably something along the lines that Halacha does tell us how to do Oinig and Kavod Shabbos. So that is a defined way of, that's what Chazal tell us, that's the mitzvah of how to enjoy Shabbos. So we're obligated to do that. So because of because Eliyahu HaNavi would come and we would be happy anyways, but we have a mitzvah to create the joy of Shabbos, to create the happiness of Shabbos. So to do a mitzvah is more important than to have a Kadosh Baruch Hu do something for us. So we're going to be a kind of mitzvah. So the mitzvah of covering Shabbos takes precedence. Now, the Gemara goes back to say, I skipped the line. Then, Kivar Leizazo Misham, Anche Kovu Alocha, Kira Belozer Ben Yehuda, Ish Barsusa, Shaham Misham Yeshua. They decided, what's the halacha? The halacha is that we take care of as much chametz as we can erev Pesach, and we leave just enough, and we do all we can that the chametz should be consumed, and we look for koyanim. But once we've taken care of, we've searched out our koyanim, and we've given tribute, and the koyanim are really tired of us. They're tired of getting out, every person knocking at the door to try to unload their trumas and rice. It's like after Purim. So, that's Fachmanis already. So the Kainim are tired. We take care of the Kainim. We searched outside of the Yerushalayim. No Kainim there. Okay? So now it's Erev Pesach, Erev Shabbos. We, instead of what the Chachamim said, wait till Shabbos because you kind of mitzvah b'shato, and what seems to be the testimony of what happened in Lud, what happened in Yavda, the Gemara says, the Brisa says, no, leizazu misham. They established then the halacha of Lazar ben Yehuda ish bar susa, which is to take care of as much chometz as possible, and only to leave over that which we need on Pesach. Okay. Now, so now we zero in on this one line. So we know what's our job. Our job is to Erev Pesach, Erev Shabbos, try to do Bir Chometz Erev Shabbos. Okay? And then try to consume as much Chometz as possible before. Okay? In a healthy way. Good. So far, so good. So now we have to zero in on this line. And how much do we leave over for Shabbos? Mazar Yishtei Sudas. Rabbi Menchel? So on an Erev Pesach, if it's not Shabbos, so the Shulchan Aruch says we paskin we get rid of chametz number one with beetle belave, and we get rid of and we're mafkirit, that's the formula, and we get rid of chametz in any way we can put it into water, we can whatever we can grind it up. And we can throw it in the wind, and we can put it into, we can give it to a non-Jew, whatever it is. Shulchan Aruch says that there is a remote right, there is a practice to try to fulfill Rabbi Yehuda's Shita and burn it as well. Burn the Kazayas Chametz, right? So that's the, so our common practice is if we can, we burn. But if we, last year, many of the Rabbanim were concerned that everybody burning their own Chametz was they thought it could be dangerous. So they said it's better just to be mafar mizaruch, not to burn it. Okay. I'm not aware of a communal burning, but in the suburbs, everybody has barbecues. So everybody's, was that? Yeah, that's a great use of a fire pit. You only have to be careful. A fire pit or a barbecue is an excellent way of getting rid of chametz. You just have to be careful that the chametz actually gets charred and gets burnt to a crisp and becomes inedible. So it's not a good idea to take large loaves of the when's Makaim the mitzvah with the Kazayas of Chametz. So it's a Kazayas of Chametz, yeah. I'm sorry? Who didn't allow it? The town was against it? So the town wasn't, were they afraid? We gathered people together. But Lamassa was allowed to make a memorial, they can make a barbecue. So I'm saying, so in the privacy, if a person has a person barbecues, so then they can burn the chametz, they can put the chametz in the fire, in the coals. I wouldn't put the chametz on the grill, I'd put it in the coals. Last year, Sir Beshechter, I think Rabbi Willig also discouraged people making their own fires. But I think that I think that if, because they were afraid, that the communal fires we couldn't do, and private fires they're afraid that people would get hurt. But and I thought, in my humble opinion, I thought that if a person has a barbecue in their backyard and they roast hot dogs and hamburgers and chicken and fish, then they can burn some chametz also. But it could be the difference between a suburban situation and a city situation. In the suburbs, so many people in their backyards have barbecue pits. So I said that was a situation where Rav Schechter came out publicly not to do it. So I wasn't going to say, yeah, at the end of the day, we paskin, they don't have to burn it. Burning is a chumrah. So I put in the bulletin that one should take the chametz, and one should be mefarer, and one should grind it, and we should say mitzvah l'kayim divrei chachamim. There's an extra mitzvah. I didn't think that if I felt that if the Gedolei Yisrael say to do it, we're going to do it. I'm not going to say otherwise. There's an extra kiyum in listening to Gedolei Yisrael, so they said that we shouldn't burn it. And they would say this year, not they would do the same thing. But if it doesn't come out that way, so then a person has a barbecue. No, that's the best use of the barbecue. What else do you get to do? Other things with barbecues. You have a suddas mitzvahs, you make siyumim, but here you actually get to do a mitzvah, but put it in the fire itself. Because why have to worry about whether you should, in case you want to use the grill on Pesach, you want to catch the grill. That wouldn't be a big deal to do it. You could give it in the grill also. Somebody asked me if they can burn their challah. So there I said they shouldn't burn the challah on the grill. Because if anything gets left on the grill, so then they have to catch the grill. But Chomi said it doesn't matter. So you can do it on the grill. You don't have to put it in the coals. I was thinking challah should be in the coals. But stam chametz, you can put it on the grill also, as long as you clean it up afterward. Yeah. No, I mean, but the gas, right.
Are not flowing so easily here, because it's somewhat curved in this space between. So it's very easy for something to fall in between the two things, and you could have a whole piece of fire.
And it wouldn't get burned?
No.
Really? Yeah. But doesn't it come up in like a fake coal? Doesn't it look like a fake coal presentation? But let's say if something would fall, if you put the chametz on those fake coals, so that would. Really? Was that? But the gas. But let's see, with the gas, a gas grill. If you put it on the grill itself. Where you put the meat? Where you put the chicken? No, I understand, but if you put the meat, so that you couldn't put a piece of it. No, so that. Yeah. That holds it. That's true. Okay. Uh-huh. So that's the problem. That's the problem. And so they have to. So it would only be if you could only use it then. A fire pit should work because it has charcoal in it. Well, okay, it has a. Okay, so you only. Go ahead. Tachi.
What about a fireplace? A fireplace would be better?
It's fine. It's is good. You just have to make sure that it actually gets burned to a crisp. You have to. One of the. This year, it's not a problem. In a regular year, so you have to make sure that it gets burned to a crisp before the Iser Chametz begins. Because once the Iser Chametz begins, once it hits Chatzos, so then you cannot be Mavatal anymore. So you want to do it close to Chatzos, or you can do the last hour of Chatzos, and then make sure you have enough time before Chatzos to be Mavatal. But again, if you take a small piece of chametz, a kazayis, a cubic inch of chametz, and you put it into a fireplace and it goes near the fire, that would be good. But it's important. You're saying it's very important in terms of barbecues. If it's not going to hit the fire, so then it's not a good place to burn those chametz. Right. Yeah, but you can't use metal because metal will get too hot. You have to use a non-conducting material. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But then I wouldn't suggest for people because that's already now we're getting into trouble with that. Yeah. I don't know. I think I wouldn't say that the first time you shouldn't use it the first time Erev Shabbos, Erev Pesach when you're trying to burn chametz. It's a guy's guy uses it all the time, so then you can use it to get rid of your chametz. I wouldn't say this is the first time. So let's just focus in for a few moments. We'll pick up next week on this line. The line says. We go back to this line. What was added in by this brisa? Umishayrin minatahoris, leave over. So until you get to this brisa, it says leave over food for Shabbos. This brisa says leave over two meals to be eaten before the fourth hour. So why are we leaving over for two meals? What happened to Shol Shudas? Let's look at the Rashi on the side. That's what it sounds like. All right? So it's Rashi on the side says, Rashi, I've underlined it, Veloy Shalosh, not three. So Rashi says, why not three? They call Shalosh Sudas to Shabbos, Arvis, Shachris, Umincha. Me'erev Pesach, Osir Lechol, Menamincha, Lamala. Rashi says, Shalosh Sudas means one meal at night, one meal in the morning, and one meal in the afternoon. But you can't have your meal in the afternoon because that's already going to be, he doesn't explain why, he says, you can't eat on Pesach, Erev Pesach afternoon. So since you can't eat, we better only keep two meals worth. Right? So that is how the Gemara seems to finish off. We go a step further. We try to figure out a way in which we can have three meals on Erev Pesach. All right? What are our contingencies? So let's, even before we go that direction, the next page is the Mishnah Berurah. So the Mishnah Berurah says, sorry? Yeah. Now there was there are different solutions. One solution is to have only two meals and then to have fruit and meat and fish and to fulfill one's obligation of Shalosh Shudas without actually washing, which is a like tier two, not tier one. right? There is an approach to learn Torah. The Shlosh said he learned Torah. That was instead of his Suda Shlishis. And that's maybe tier three. But is there a tier one that you can do? So there are two approaches. One approach is to have a meal, just a bare bones meal when you get home from shul, daven very early, come home, wash, make kiddush, have some bread, and then bench, and then go for a walk, and take 20 minutes, and then one has another meal. So Rashi would not be, why didn't Rashi accept this approach? Because Rashi said, well, you're not having a shul shudas. So the shlishas means an afternoon meal. To have two meals in the morning, you don't accomplish anything. So Rashi wouldn't go along with it. He said, that's why it's only two meals. The other possibility would be you can't have bread in the afternoon. You can't have matzah in the afternoon because you can't have matzah on Erev Pesach because it'll take away from the excitement of matzah Leil Pesach. So then the question comes up, so have a phony matzah. What's phony matzah? Phony matzah is egg matzah. Phony matzah is matzah that's made with juices. So that is what opens up the debate about what's the best way to go about Suda Shlishis. The most important part of the debate is that it reminds us how important it has Suda Shlishis, so that after Pesach, we'll be back to have Suda Shlishis every Shabbos. But and then another question is, we won't get to right now, is exactly how we get rid of the chametz, because it was a very important point that the Rosh made in the Rambam Shulchan Aruch about that, but we'll have to stop now. Thank Ari Morris. Thank you very much for restored for me the time that I spent Xeroxing and stapling yeshiva. So thank you very much. Restoring time is the greatest hashamas I've made. It's Vimeshim Zman. Thank you very much. Every time. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. So there's a machlekes we've shown him where the iser of having matzah for Pesach is from Chatzos and before Chatzos. So it's you can't have osamach lemincha by beis mincha gedola. Maybe it's mincha gedola. Yeah. They're talking about bread. Below Shalish, to Chos, to Shubis, to Shabbos, Arbis, Shachos, and Mincha. There, Pesach, Osul, Echol. He's saying, you're right. He's saying, not about washing. We're talking about stamina, even eating anything. Mincha, yeah. Okay. Have to see. Osul, Echol, and Mincha, Lamala. You have a good point. Okay, I've talked into it. Jonathan, I'm also your wife being honored. I tried to get on, and I'm not sure what happened, but I wasn't able to get on to the...
All right, thank you. It was nice.
I got from the chats, they saw that she was well celebrated.
Thank God.
Right, so Rashi must hold that Shalashutas, you can't have it. You have to have, that's the first day, and then Rishonim, this is Lakuda. Can you be Yaitse? Yeah. But that's what he's saying. Yeah. As a Shachar says that, Shachar says that.